Back to shelf rates.
All right, so Noob just walked away from the computer yelling at me to start the show. So welcome to episode, insert title number now, of Noob Show. It's just me, so you're welcome for that. Yeah, we're starting off this week in the middle on a Wednesday. Phenomenal.
Hope that was a great intro. Welcome to Noob episode 50 something.
There it is. I can't remember. I said insert title number now.
No, I need to go.
Not a great intro. I don't do well when I'm put on the spot, I've come to realize. Found that out while DMing.
Hey, I mean, you also, you know, you're part of an improv D&D show. Because yeah. What we do is improv. I don't care what you say.
I can yes and with the best of them. But when it comes to doing stuff like on the fly with my brain, not so much.
It's hard, yeah.
A buddy of mine I was talking to about that same scenario. And he was like, well, you should see if there's any improv classes. Like, that's not a terrible idea, but do I have the mental energy to put myself through improv classes?
Yeah, it's not learning improv I'm against. It's learning improv with people that want to learn improv.
Yes.
I think that sums it up perfectly. Breed.
I'm a real introvert, which is odd that I would be doing a podcast. But mostly I'm talking to myself when I look at the screen. So it's like I'm having a conversation with me. Isn't and that fun? Makes it easy.
We're very similar, Frakes, unfortunately. Yeah.
I just lock eye contact with myself, and I'm like, yeah, look at that guy. He is not conventionally handsome.
The only thing I know about improv is yes and. So it doesn't matter what they say, you go with it. There's no like, no, you need to say, okay, yeah. It's like,
well, I mean, as a DM, though, there are times when you should know but.
Oh, yeah, no.
You get yes and everybody. That's how you get animes like One Piece.
That is a very yes and you rubber fruit.
yes and my character's made out of rubber, and my character wields three swords with only two arms. What's yes, the other and one? My character is an anthropomorphic reindeer. Yes, yeah. And mine is a skeleton with an afro.
Yeah, that's One Piece.
Yeah.
I don't watch it, but I know exactly all those characters you named.
There are like 250 episodes. I have not even started it yet because that's a commitment.
They're getting close to 1,000 episodes.
Is it
I don't
really?
Wanna. Yeah, I don't wanna watch that.
It's too much, man. I mean, Bleach was rough. I started Bleach shit. And I'm like, that's too many filler episodes.
No, so this is my gripe with anime right now. That's one of the reasons why I like... The only reason I know about the Naruto stories through the Naruto games, it's the same story, but they actually put all the important shit in there. And you don't have all these fucking filler episodes. Naruto is like... I said that wrong. Naruto, it's whatever it's fucking... It's 50% filler. Somebody did the math.
Yeah.
There's 50%
filler. It's like Dragon
filler.
Ball Z.
Yeah. You can watch those shows.
One full like, episode is...
Yeah, but I mean, pad in time. I'm not, that's closing it fast. But One Piece, I probably really like One Piece, but I fucking hate the character designs. They all look so, so gross. From the first episode with like the mom on the pirate ship or whatever her fucking name was. It's disgusting looking, and I didn't want to have any part of that.
Yeah. What's like Hunter x Hunter? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you watched any of that. Mm-mm. That design, like the main protagonist wears... Lederhosen, you know, the German short shorts. And it's like, I don't know if I can get into this, but this chick that I'm talking to is really all about this show. So
apparently,
yeah,
it's
I'll come hang over.
I will say my favorite anime that I've probably watched is One Punch Man.
One Punch Man is dope.
If you grew up watching all the anime tropes, they do all that shit to the extreme.
Yeah.
It's fucking funny.
What sold me on One Punch Man was the episode with the Lion King monster.
Yeah.
And he's like, savage sword strikes claws, and hits him, and he takes it, and he goes, okay, normal consecutive punches. And it just explodes the guy.
Yeah.
I'm like, yes, that gets me. I get that just, sense of humor.
It's like fucking, you've seen Soul Eater, right?
I have not. I heard it's incredibly good.
It's a really fun one. It's super short. My only gripe is the ending. It's very dumb anime ending shit. The rest, I'd still watch it again. Oh, and then there was a point in my life where I watched a lot of anime. One I did watch was Monster Girls.
Monster Girls Musume?
Yeah, that shit's fucking hilarious.
Oh, yeah. It's ecchi. Ecchi is usually a lot funnier than it is horny. Yeah, it's horny. But it's also funny as well. Like that.
It's overly horny. It's like drag queen horny.
Yes, yes, it's comedically horny.
Yeah, it's that show made me laugh.
Yeah,
the fucking zombie girl's titty falls off.
Yeah, and then they stitch it back on. I need to watch that again.
No.
I'm watching some. I try to limit myself to 12 episode animes because they really can pack in story.
Oh yeah.
And no filler episodes, except for the one that I'm watching now, which is like Magic Platoon 35 or some anti-Magic Platoon 35 or something. And it is just,
listen, I'm not against filler, but make it good.
Yeah. It's so forced.
You ever watched Steven Universe?
I have not.
It's fucking probably my favorite show. Love that shit. I'm actually wearing a shirt of it right now. Cousin made it for me for Christmas. It's one of a kind. Can't get it nowhere else. But
nice.
I fucking love that show, but it has a problem with doing filler. But I usually like the filler because it's monster of the week type shit.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever you're not focused on a main part of the story, it's like, oh, here's this monster. And I miss monster of the week shit. Like the old style cartoons where it's like, the whole episode is there's a new monster. They have to find a way to fight it. And there's a little bit of drama.
That's the first two or three seasons of Supernatural. It was Monster of the Week. Every episode, it was a new monster. And then they started going, you know what? People like this. Let's see if we can stretch that Monster of the Week to Monster of the Season.
Which, and that's if you what do it right,
started doing.
I'm still fine with that because that's what, you know, Steven Universe started doing. It's
15 seasons of Supernatural. It works, apparently.
Yeah, people still like it. I haven't heard like, oh, that show's overrated. Because even like Game of Thrones, you hear, oh, that show sucks. I've never heard.
No, Game of Thrones was incredible until like the last two seasons. And you know that the ending is bad when something can be a cultural phenomenon for 6 to 7 years. And the ending is so bad that people won't even rewatch it because they know how it ends. It just, nobody talks about it anymore except for how bad it is, which is
it's what keeps me from wanting to watch it. Cause I hear so many people say that like the first five seasons are some of the best TV on like TV history. And I believe them, but I don't want to put all that time into episodes where I get invested to something I know that's going to be like, oh, that sucks.
Well, that was the books. I read the first five books, and there was supposed to be an ending somewhere in there. And putting time and effort into a TV show is time intensive. Read a book; it's 1,000 pages long.
See, like, I can't focus enough to read. I do that thing where I can read an entire page, but I'm thinking of something else at the same time.
Yeah.
So I missed everything I read on that page.
Yeah. As I get older, my Alzheimer's gets stronger.
That's fine.
It's the same thing. Or is it ADHD? I don't know.
I'll just take your percentage at the company. It's cool.
You can have my percentage. 100% of nothing is still nothing.
Well, it's 13.7 something percent of nothing. Yeah.
not nothing. We're paying for ourselves, that's my like, hey,
this... Yeah, no, we're not turning a profit, but we are keeping afloat, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm all right with that for now. I want more.
This is resume shit.
Yeah.
I had a small successful indie company.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was going to try to segue something from small and successful into my bathroom story, but just I couldn't
get into your bathroom story. Your segue broke down.
Well, do you want the bathroom story or do you want the laundromat photo shoot? That one's a lot shorter.
Go with the bathroom story, because then I'll tell you a bathroom story. Because it involves me having to take pictures.
You've told that story.
That's the joke. But anyway, go ahead.
So I work as a delivery driver. If you've listened to any of our episodes on any of our shows, I've probably mentioned that before. I drive a box truck.
Fixes dishwashers and stocks.
And I fix dishwashers. But the bulk of my job is driving, staring through a windshield for hours and hours and hours, miles and miles and miles through Jacksonville, Florida and surrounding areas. Well, when you drive a truck or a delivery vehicle, bathrooms become very important.
Yeah.
And if you have to use the sit-down functions of a bathroom, you want a nice one. I found that Winn-Dixie, not a bad place to poop in.
I didn't know Winn-Dixie was still around. I thought those were all gone.
Oh, they're everywhere down here.
Okay, I guess that's like your food lion.
Yeah, yeah. We have like three. We have Harvey's, which is Winn-Dixie, just a different brand.
So it's like Gosher's and IGA.
Yes. And Walmart's. And that's the extent of our grocery stores down here.
I mean, that's not a bad selection. You got a higher end grocery store, you got a mid end grocery store, and you got Walmart.
Yeah. But you can get groceries or a box fan.
At the same time.
Yeah. So anyway.
You know what comes in handy? My dick. Sorry, go ahead. I love that joke.
So I'm driving around through a less affluent neighborhood, and the need hits me. And I'm like, well, I know there's a Winn-Dixie right up the corner. I'm going to go drive there and use the bathroom. I step in, and it's just the deal with the one urinal, one stall, one sink. And there's all right, a dude classic. In the stall. Yeah, traditional. Dude's in the stall, leaned up in the corner. And I can see him because it's one of those stalls that offers zero privacy.
Yeah.
Big gap at the top, big gap at the bottom.
Even if there's a gap at the top, you're like 7 feet tall. You look over it.
Yeah. So I thought he was like checking himself out in the mirror, getting ready for, you know, something. But he's leaning there. And I'm like, hey, boss, you going to be in there for long? I really got to use that area. And he goes, oh, well, no, it's cool. And he turns around and he walks out. And I'm in such a rush that I just get in there,
no.
Drop trowel, and I'm on. And it's on. There's no reversing this. It's already happening.
It's Groundhog Day. It's will he see his shadow?
And the dude's like, hey, hey, man, hey, hey. And I'm like, are you talking to me?
It's Jeb Ankleshake.
Take Jeb Ankleshake and slow him down like to a 45 speed. Hey, 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 man. Hey. And so I'm there and I'm like, are you talking to me? And he goes, yeah, did I leave something on the sink? I'm like, what do you mean something? And he goes, just check the sink for me. Would you check the sink? I think I left something on it.
Would you check the sink for me? All right.
I left something. So I'm like, okay. And I look over and there is an empty bag with a white residue in it.
Ooh, that's the cocaine bag.
A little tweener bag. I don't think it was cocaine because I'm pretty sure he was on the nod propped up in the corner.
So it sounds like heroin.
Yeah, yeah, or oxy, or it was some, I'm pretty sure it was some sort of opioid. And so I'm like, I see an empty bag, and I grab a paper towel, and I grab it with the paper towel, because, you know, what if it's...
No, that's a good call.
Yeah, if what if it's like some real hardcore shit? So I slide it under, I'm like, this is all I saw, dude. He's like, okay, thank you. Okay, thank you.
He probably thinks you. He probably thinks you stole it, but he ain't questioning you.
And so I've got my pants around my ankles, and I'm, you know, getting ready to get. I'm very uncomfortable because he hasn't left yet. I hear him in the other part of the bathroom, kind of still shuffling around. He's like, I'm like, all right, come on, let's get done. He's like, hey, you see anything else in there? There anything else? I'm like, dude, I don't see anything. I'm not looking for your shit. I'm trying sorry. To shit. I'm kind of focused right now. And I look over and he's on the sink looking over the top of the stall. He climbed up on the sink and he's like, I'm not looking at you, man. I'm trying to find my shit. And I'm like, dude, what the fuck? And he's like, it's a bag. You see another bag? And he's like freaking out.
Well, in this economy, drugs are expensive. Also, oh, don't do drugs. Just so y'all know.
Yeah. Not unless you we can don't endorse that it. Shit.
No, we do not. No, Homebrew Detritus does not endorse drug use. That is outside the legal confines of, was it, Portland, Oregon?
I agree with you. But if you are going to.
Use responsibly.
Use responsibly. I mean, we're not going to tell you how to live your life. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, it's time for me to go. Shit is about to get serious. Dude is climbing on sinks to look over my stall. And then he goes, there it is. And he slides under the stall. So he's in the stall with me while my pants are still around my ankles. And he's like swimming across this dirty Winn-Dixie bathroom floor.
Hold on, you said another bag. You said Winn-Dixies were clean. This is some
Normally. Normally they are. I also said this was a less affluent neighborhood.
Oh, stabby.
Where there's junkies in the bathroom getting fucking stoned up or whatever.
I mean, that's the place to do it is always the bathroom.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know why people are like, let's do drugs in the bathroom. I was like, why do things for your nose inside the shit room?
Well, because where else are you going to do it?
Outside.
Man. Where the wind blows? Have you never seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, sir?
No, I haven't, but I'm imagining a scene where two guys got a bunch of cocaine. They're like, you know, let's go outside and do this, and a fucking gust of wind just blows everything away.
First 10 minutes of the movie, they're in a convertible. And the dude pops open and he's dumping it out on his suitcase and it blows away. And he goes, do you see what God did to us, man? He goes, God had nothing to do with it, you stupid bastard. You did that. That was all of our cocaine.
That's good.
So yeah, that was
hold the on, give me extent of the give story. Me 1 second. I'm gonna edit this out real quick.
I'm gonna keep talking so that he doesn't have anything really, you know, that he's gonna edit out with this gold. This quality gold content that I'm producing with my mouthpiece? No, he's not going to edit this. He is. This is terrible. This is nothing. So right now, I'm going to just talk and get all my words out before we actually record our game, because that's brilliant. It just, you know, ruin that.
This is really awkward. I'll explain this off camera. Something I got to do real quick. I forgot about.
Okie dokie. I'll just work on Barnold Charnold Angle Blaster's profile piece, which I kind of hope that any listeners of Noob Show get a chance to check out our cartoons, which hopefully are going to be coming soon. Our Barbarians of the Ruined Earth. I'm putting a lot of effort into it, and I'm kind of really proud of these animation puppets that I'm doing. And so I hope it turns out the way I envision it and that it's quality. But honestly, right now I'm just talking because it feels awkward not to, since I am currently on a Noob Show, and I'm curious to see how much of this Noob actually leaves in, if anything. And more than likely I will forget that I had this little monologue while he was gone and I stopped looking at the Zoom screen to look up art profile, art references, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, so I have no idea what Noob's doing. or when he'll be back. So I think sorry, I heard Rex. Something. There he is. No, it's fine. I just diarrhea to the mouth the entire time.
But anyway, I can't wait to edit that diarrhea of the mouth. Sorry, I had to go. I needed to go check on my beans. I'm making a big old pot of lima beans.
I probably should have like just shut up so that you would know where a good edit.
No, it's fine. I'm gonna find that edit point and we're gonna see where this goes. I might even make a whole little thing. And now Frakes rumbles for yada yada second.
But no, it's not quality. I'll say that.
It's quantity, not quality.
Yes. It was a real Jeb Ankleshank moment, is what it was.
You say you're bad at improv. Jeb has been like one of my favorite characters ever.
That doesn't feel like improv to me.
It is, because he's just talking. It doesn't matter what it's about. It's just he's just popping off with the mouth.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's related or not. He's still the ability to keep a like talking without stopping is a skill. That's why filibustering is a thing in our politics. Yay.
Yay. Can we kill that? Is that done yet? Can we just kill that shit?
But so that was your bathroom story. Now I want to hear your other story, your laundromat story. We got time. And that fucking bathroom story was a banger.
I'm trying to think if that was I'm pretty sure that was the end of it. Cause as soon as he scurried back out of the stall, and I say scurry because that's what it was.
Oh no, and no, this, he scurried. I can see him. He's
well, you think you can because you're picturing, let me guess, you're picturing a heroin chic, real skinny kind of
I'm thinking Jesse Pinkman from Breaking Bad.
You are 100% wrong.
Ooh.
He looked like an African American you.
Ooh, it's like me.
Yeah.
Okay, I've scurried before. I know what it looks like to scurry.
Yeah. So I just wanted to make sure that you had the right mental picture in your head, which surprised me that he was that into his drug use.
Maybe it's new. You don't know.
Maybe that's his new diet plan.
Speaking of junkies, though, I've watched the new Jackass 4 movie. It is fucking hilarious. Like, it is worth a watch. Like, I haven't laughed that hard at a fucking, like, movie in a long time.
Junkies. Oh, because Steve-O used to be?
Well, no, most of them used to be. They're a bunch of 20-year-old skater kids with making videos for MTV. You better believe they were on drugs.
Yeah.
Also, the first season, not that great. Honestly, first season
of Jackass?
Yeah, the movies are a whole lot better than the show. The show just feels like an extended skate video where they put pranks in between.
Yeah.
Which is not a bad thing because it's entertaining, but it's just like, it's interesting. And if you're also following our social media, we are getting a bunch of your drawings out there being shared around of the main characters.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. And I actually did talk about that for a little while with our cartoons that are coming out because I'm very excited about those too.
I know. I'm excited about all this shit we're doing. It's just a lot of fun. I'm having a good time.
Me too. I am too. It's exciting to be doing something new that I enjoy and not just like, you know, what I have to do to make a living. You know what I mean? It's like, this is a hobby. And this is a hobby that might potentially yield positive results.
Yeah, I tell my boss, I'm doing this other company, so I'm like, 5 to 10 years when it kicks off, I'm fucking out of here, man.
Yeah, I've told everybody that I work with, I'm like, the moment, the very first second that what I'm doing on the side makes even one penny close to what I'm making, the minute I can make all my bills paid and have enough to put gas in my car, I'm done.
Right? That's all I need.
Yeah. But speaking of hobbies, let me tell you what I saw the other day doing my laundry.
I don't like where this is. Was it the other baggie he was looking for? You just
No. He found that and scurried out. No, this was just bizarre. So I'm at the 24-hour laundromat, and it's like, I'm not going to say golden hour, But it's, you know, it's bright outside. And
well, yeah, it's like spring. It's bright until about 9 o'clock here soon.
Yeah. And this is Florida.
Yeah.
But so I'm doing my laundry and I look up and there is just this stunning 6'3", 6'2", it's hard to judge women's height, woman.
I'm already on board. I'll climb that mountain.
Yeah, I mean, she was gorgeous and wearing very fashion clothes.
What do you mean by fashion? Just fashionable? Like,
fashionable, but high fashion.
Like, so like not, Gucci fashion.
Yeah.
Like designer.
Designer. Yes, that's the word. We're poor. she's wearing definitely designer clothing. And it is revealing. And I'm like, what is happening here? And as I'm a 40-year-old man, and I don't want to get caught staring at what I assume to be a woman in her 20s dressed in, you know, very nice clothing, looking like she's made up to the nines. Like, she looked like she was going out for a night on the town. Yeah, and then I see someone testing the lighting and taking pictures of her.
Ooh.
Like no, professionally. Like, they had a big lens on their camera.
Okay, I thought he's just like a dude's like...
No. There was another woman there who was like just taking her pictures. And it was just so weird to me that they were doing a photo shoot in this. I'll go ahead and admit it. I live in low-income neighborhood. And this was a definitely low-income laundromat. Because
if you watch our show and you see Frank's room, that's the entire house he's renting. That's it.
No. That's
that blue foam. That's the entire place. Yeah.
That's what keeps me warm at night. I pull it off the walls and use it as a blanket.
Yeah, that's his quilt back there.
Give us money.
No, I get the aesthetic though, like the laundromat for a photo shoot. I get it. I do. So this is gonna sound real weird. I like drag queens. And right. Then what's her name? She hangs out with Alaska. I can't remember her name, but anyway, she did a music video. And it was kind of exactly what you described there. Designer, like, you know, very revealing clothing in a laundromat. I guess it's supposed to be like dingy but classy. It's like blue cheese. It's rotten, but it's classy.
Interesting. Okay. So maybe because, I mean, they were doing like poses with baskets, laundry baskets, and like she was actually doing her laundry there. And I guess I see your point. Like, it was supposed to be.
Look at me. I'm doing laundry at a laundromat, but I also wear expensive clothes.
Yeah.
It's weird to put into words. I'm not good with that kind of shit. That's art, I guess.
But I mean, it was kind of neat to watch because they were definitely serious about it. And it was real hard not to stare. You know, I didn't want to be the creepy 40-year-old white dude. And you know, maybe some people just like having their body on display. And there's no shame in that, in my opinion.
Yeah, free the nipple. Listen, I'm all about that movement. I've always been about that movement. Free the nipple.
I think that it's incredibly stupid, right? That men can go around topless and nobody bats an eye. Nobody gives two shits if a dude's walking around with his nips out, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, you have a woman showing off what God gave her, and it's like, well, that's public indecency. Why?
Yeah.
Why are we at war against women in this country?
Specifically their nipples. Yeah. It's like saying the word nipple.
Well, I figured. You're not subtle about it.
Nipple. But no, yeah, no, good point. It doesn't make sense.
It just feels like it's targeted. You know, it feels like it's targeting women. And yeah, I'll admit I am a lecherous pervert. Sure. I watch a lot of questionable things.
Gonna take this out, I guess.
That's not what this is about. You can leave it in.
Okay.
Because that's just me saying, you know, I've already said before that I like a lot of
nipples.
I think that we're too falsely modest, if that makes sense. Like we're too display modesty, you know, like it's not true. Look at
me, how modest I am.
Yeah, look at how modest I am. Look at how modest and reserved we are as a country.
What are we, the Amish? Sorry. That's why Amish do what they do. They're all about modesty.
They're all super modest.
But yeah, no, I get what you're saying. That's dumb. Like people wear what they want. But I might look. Sorry. It's there.
Well,
like regardless of like if I see anybody running down the street naked, I gotta look. I gotta see what's going on mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be mad at me if that guy's running down the street naked. Like, that's a penis. There it goes, flopping in the wind.
That reminds me of a Nigerian proverb, which states, if a madman steals your clothing and runs down the street, if you chase him, people are going to think that you're the madman.
And we'll let that. We're going to end this episode of Noob Show.
Well, on that note of wisdom?
No, it makes sense. I get what they're coming from.
Yeah.
But also, it's a very specific situation.
Yeah, that happened to somebody.
Yeah, no, that's was it, the subreddit oddly specific.
Yeah.
All right, Frank, tell us about our stuff.
If you're just now tuning in to episode 54, 55 of Noob Show.
56.
You said it at the beginning, but I wasn't listening to you talk.
I wasn't sure either. I'm taking a guess here. I could be wrong.
If you're just now tuning in to episode 50 of Noob Show, you probably already know about homebrewdetritus.com. You know about our YouTube page. You know that we do cartoons. We do role-playing games. We do one-shot streaming called RPG Revolver. But if you're new, check that shit out. Give us a like. Yeah. Give us a subscribe. Help us out. Rate us. We love you. Yeah.
We played D&D 5e for a short amount of time. That's in there. That's finished.
Mm-hmm. We may go back to it.
Probably not.
Probably not, because
the setting was awesome.
Yeah, I would play Eberron.
I didn't have a bad time with it. It was a good time. I liked it. But the only two classes I played in 5e were druids and warlocks, and they're fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, check us out.
We've played 5e. We played Pathfinder. We've played Starfinder. We're about to play Grave.
We played Barbarians of the Ruined Earth.
We played Barbarians of the Ruined Earth. Morkborg.
Delta Green.
I forgot about Delta. Oh, how could I forget about Delta Green?
I was mad when I died in that. I got killed by a soft spot in a trailer that just so happened to have a pit trap under it. That's bullshit, mm-hmm. Toker. I'm still calling that. There is no single wide that has a pit trap underneath their soft spot. It is just a soft spot. I know. I live in one.
Well, the point is the creature dug that pit trap. That was the point.
That's bullshit.
At least you didn't get murdered by your own teammate like everybody else did when I drove the SUV.
I would have been.
Yeah, you would have. I was killing everybody. Is that everything? Did we get everybody? All the things and stuffs?
I think so. I'm going to go eat my beans and rice now.
Yeah, you go enjoy your beans and rice. I'm going to get back to Bartle Charnel, Doggle Blaster.